Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
It's the Bert Show.
All right, so I ended up in a fight with my husband, and I use the term fight very loosely, and it could have been completely avoided if he just would have listened to me. It was that simple. Just listen to your wife, and this whole thing could have been avoided. All right, so there we were in the kitchen, and I admit, like, I screwed up, and I knew I screwed up. One, I knew I screwed up as soon as my husband walked in the door and the look he gave me. I got the hairy Bart eyeball, right? Or the Bart hairy eyeball. And so what had happened was the other day, Jimmy had a nightmare of the day, which sidebar was talking to our little neighborhood gathering last night. Mm-hmm. Everybody else's kids were acting like heathens and somebody mentioned the full moon. And I'm like, is that a thing? But it was so odd that everybody's kid was acting out on the same day and it was brought up that there was a full moon. And I'm like, I'm wondering if that is the case, yes or no. But anyway, Jimmy he had an off day.
Uh-huh.
My dude had an off day. And it took a toll on his mom and dad. So we get towards the end of the day. Bart wanted to get him to bed early, which I completely understood because he had been a tyrant. You know, Jimmy had been a tyrant that day. However, there was a poster board project that I was needed to work on. And it's all about if you have a kid in pre-K, apparently this is like a homework assignment everybody has to do. You take a poster board and it's an all about me poster board project. And you put pictures on there and all these fun facts about your kid, right? Actually, it's their homework assignment, but he's four. I did it. And so I got into this zone, right? Because mm-hmm. this has been on my to-do list. It needs to be turned in by the end of the week. So I'm like, all right, let's go ahead. My stuff had come in from Amazon. I was ready to hit the ground running. So he and I are at the table putting together this All About Me poster board project. And I, my middle name's Extra. I am Extra. I'm not going to post it, but I showed Cassie the All About Me poster I put together. Jimmy loves underwater sea creatures, so I turned him into a little scuba diver with his flashlight, and he's finding fun facts about himself with all these, like, underwater sea creatures.
It's seriously cute.
Thank you. And so he's quote unquote helping me. And I'm like, are you sure the stingray looks good there? I think we need to move it over here. And then I'm like, mom, like, chill out. Well, Bart walks in because he had been doing something outside. And the death glare that he gave me, because it is now 7:15 and we are not in the bedtime routine, and the process has not begun to get Jimmy into bed. And then, of course, Jimmy's like, I'm hungry. I want a cold yogurt. And so now it's delaying everything even more. So we get done, get him into bed, whatever. And I come downstairs and there he is standing in the kitchen, his back against the counter, with his spatula scooping out the remaining yogurt in Jimmy's container, because he eats it like till there's not a single thing left. And he's like, all right, so we got to have a talk. And in that moment, I said, I know I'm going to get reprimanded. I know I screwed up. can we please just, can we table this till tomorrow? Can we talk about it tomorrow? Because I was just not in a good headspace.
Mm-hmm. No.
It did not get tabled.
Oh, boy, went in.
And
huh?
He's like, I'm not going to reprimand you. And I'm like, yes, you are. I know what I did, and I lost track of time, and I own that. I'm sorry, and I get it, and I need to be better. So can we please just talk about this tomorrow? That mofo would not wait until tomorrow. So we ended up having the conversation that night, and then I got defensive, yeah. and I said something I shouldn't have said, and I was like, I get it. I suck as a mom. And he's like, that's not what I said. I didn't say you suck. I'm just trying to get you to be cut. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, if you just want to wait until tomorrow when I was in a better headspace, we could have had this conversation. And then he leaves to go feed the dogs, and then I flip him off as he, like, once he turns the corner and he can't see it. Actually, he turned and came back really fast, so I had to
there's a retractor. I almost back in the sheath.
You didn't want to see it.
I almost got busted flipping him off. And then I was just like, man.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. He was right. All right. Like he was right. He had every reason to be agitated because by not getting to Jimmy to bed, it's going to make his life more difficult tomorrow morning when he's trying to get him up. And he's the one that has to deal with the tired Jimmy take. I get all that. And I know all that. But it was him saying, I'm not reprimanding you. And I'm like, but you are. Like, sometimes you don't understand your condescending tone. And that I just need you just, I know I screwed up and I'm just not in the mood to be told that I did something wrong.
I just canceled our wedding. Based on that,
by
I just
the way,
canceled the wedding.
By the way, the next morning, everything was absolutely fine.
Well, of course, the full moon was gone.
Yes. Yeah. See?
This is on the moon phases. This isn't on Bart. This isn't on you. This is on the tides and the woo-woo astrology BS.
It is so hard to, like, hold your tongue, though. Like, I understand. He should have had the discipline to go, okay, I get it. We'll revisit it tomorrow. It's just so hard to keep it down.
And in that instance, like where there needs to be compromise, but how do you compromise? Because he wants to talk about it now, but I want to talk about it tomorrow.
Got
to
talk about it tomorrow then.
I get why that's so frustrating. I literally had this exact conversation with my mom a couple of days ago. I was just not having a good day. And she knew that. I had been on the phone with her and she knew I just needed a day to not, you know, have to be responsible for anything. I just needed to lay down in bed. And all of a sudden I'd posted this TikTok to my Instagram. It's this trend that people are doing where they say, like, unfortunately, I do love. And then you list all the things that you love that you're not supposed to love. And one of the things I love is saying the F word. And so my mom, knowing I'm in a deep, dark depression, decides to text me, I really wish you wouldn't say the F word so much.
Oh, no.
And I text her back and I said, what about the circumstances of today made you think that this text was a good idea? And thinking, she's going to be like, you know what? That was the wrong thing to say. Let me check myself. She doubles down. She texts me back and she's like, well, I'm your mom. I'm supposed to say stuff like that. And I said, let me make this so very clear. Today of all days is not the day I need criticism. So how about, hey, I recognize this was a poorly timed text message. Let me rethink my wording and maybe save that for another day. Also, you're 28 years old and I'm your mom. I really don't need to police everything you do on the internet. Let's just leave it there.
Right? So it's all about timing and being receptive to the message. His message was not wrong.
Yeah.
I was just not, like, I was not in a place to be receptive of it. And I know, like, I love getting to the why. And it's because I had been the one to order everything on Amazon. I was the one that did the Michael's run and got the poster board and got everything. I was the one that sat there at the table with Jimmy for over an hour putting this together. So I had done a good mom thing, but then all of a sudden, all of that gets negated because I was late putting him to bed. And so that's why in my head, I'm like, Jimmy was so excited and he wanted to show. So I'm like, let me have this moment and then so not to take away from this moment. And that's my, like, that was my reasoning and my thinking. But no, that's not what happened.
Yeah, it's just really difficult. Like, when you got something to say, it feels like you need to say it right now, no matter what. But the truth of the matter is, when your partner is telling you, like, this is not going to go well.
I'm not going to. It was not. I knew myself enough to know in that moment it was not going to be received well. And guess what? It wasn't. Because then I'm over here going, I just suck as a mom. And I know it was an overreaction. And then it negates, like, what he's saying, because he has, like, a legitimate gripe for sure. I just wasn't in the place to accept it.
There's one thing I can't really get over, because obviously I understand this was a very tense conversation. The full moon was out. The wolves were howling. All yes. the things.
Yes.
As a child-free adult, I don't fully understand, like, what is so egregious about the bedtime being pushed back.
Okay, oh, so she doesn't understand the importance of routine.
No, it's not. Here's the thing. It's not just the one thing. I am, believe it or not, the loosey-goosey parent, right? Bart is very, and like,
believe it or not, is there a question?
So routine, regimen, like consistency, all that is very important in children's development, right? Like, you can have days when you go, like, off, but, like, as far as routine and schedule, kids actually thrive on that, right? So it's because we had had such a horrendous day, both of our nerves were frayed because of him. And so, and I may have had instances in the past where I'm not as detail oriented. It's not that I'm not, I'm detail oriented, but I just would rather have fun. What happens to fun? I don't know.
Every marriage needs that one person, and it is you, sister.
It's the Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.